Okay.
Conference muted.
Okay. Can everybody hear me? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. I want you to go to, and I'm just going to take you on a journey that I went on this morning as the Lord was speaking to me and unveiling this. Go to Zechariah chapter 5. Once again, we're still talking about what to do if your spouse is tripping, okay? And we're going to really talk about why your spouse might be tripping. We talked about it a little bit last time. As you go over to Zechariah chapter 5, and I hope when you come on, unless you're driving, that you have your Bibles always available, notes and so forth, you know. And guys, you know, we're not your parents. You guys aren't children. You know, whatever you, how much ever you put into this and all that stuff, that's what you're going to get out of it. But my recommendation would be to take this time seriously. Get you a pen and paper and all that kind of stuff, because what God does many times in preaching and teaching is that he will in advance help you if something is getting ready to come up. So, you know, I'm telling you, you know, if you are not experiencing victory in certain areas, or you know what have you, many times God will speak through a message. That's why you need to always be in a good church, and all of those things. We want you to make sure that you are taking advantage of this time. We talked about last time what to do when your spouse is tripping, and we talked about different things that might be going on that lower level. But I want to start with the last level that we talked about, and that had to do with spiritual influence, demonic influence, and we're going to talk about that today, because there is a spirit in the air. There's a time, and we're going to, at one point, if you go to our church, we're going to talk about atmospheres, climate, strongholds, all those things, because if you read the book Biblical Masculinity, we talk about it. Well, my friend Yuri Solomon talks about it. This word zeitgeist. And zeitgeist, Z-E-I-T-G-I-E-S-T, zeitgeist, refers to the spirit of a time. Okay? It's the spirit of a time. All right? And everything doesn't go on in a time. There is a spirit in a time. There's a spirit in a nation. Okay? 1749, that's why they call the San Francisco 49ers, football team 49ers. That was pioneering in this country. It was people moving out west. There's gold in their hills and people building cities. That was the spirit of that time. The Industrial Revolution comes along years later when all of a sudden people are farming to and rural areas to cities. And at the same time, Henry Ford comes along and he starts mass producing cars And in cooperation with the government, they start building roads and highways and all of these things. That was the spirit of that time. During the 60s, the sexual revolution and civil rights and all of those things, that, and many people were assassinated and killed and all that kind of stuff. A lot of political upheaval. That was the spirit of that time. Okay, I want everybody to follow me. So every time there is a dominant spirit of what's going on in the world or in a nation, and then there are regional spirits, things that go on in certain regions. We're going to get into all of that in the future, but just understand that there are, just like if you, you know, those are people, and I'm not, I mean, if you, you got faith, you can be healed of allergies or whatever. But people who complain of problems with allergies, they can go outside and they experience something in the air, okay? And their body reacts to it. Their eyes starts to water. Their nose starts to run. They start to sneeze. Their throat starts to get scratchy. Some people break out in bumps or something, or their skin. And their skin has a reaction because it's something in the air. Now, they might not know exactly what it is, and you go and look at the news report, and he tells you, well, ragweed is up, and pollen is up, and this is up, and that is up. And so you know that your body is reacting. You know that you're not, you don't have a cold. Because many times allergy symptoms resemble very closely having a cold. And then, you know, you sneeze and stuff. And so I say, what? Are you catching a cold? You sick? And then he say, no. It's just the allergies. It's something in the air. Well, many times, what's going on with our spouse, many times, I'm just going to say, you know, as we deal with couples and as over the years as we've dealt with our own issues in our marriage, me and my wife, 21 years married, that a lot of times it's really something just like those allergic reactions. It's something in the air that's affecting them. And once again, I know I'm beating this dead horse, like, but I'm telling you, by the time you guys get tired of hearing me saying it, you'll just begin to get it. That's why you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's why you need to be able to pray in tongues. That's why you need to be able to tap into the supernatural. Because many times there are things that are going on that cannot be explained by Dr. Phil's book. They cannot be explained by the leading Christian marriage guru, because all most of them are going to do is talk to you about very practical things. Now, there are very practical things that we need to do, and most of the stuff that we talk about, Ms. Lyon, is just very practical. So how about don't go out with your secretary, and she walking around there looking like Megan Good, and her skirt is short, and her cleavage is out every day, and she smells very good. How about you don't go to lunch with her by yourself and stuff? That's practical. That's just common sense stuff. If you can't handle Facebook, get off of it. Close your account down. That's practical. Okay? But there is that beyond our five senses that we can perceive. There is things that go on in another realm. And we have to be able to know how to flow in that realm. And as a Christian, if all you can do is what's in the natural, you're going to be defeated because your fight is in the supernatural. Mm. And you got to understand that. Everybody on this marriage call, yes, there were things that go on in the natural, but y'all, I'm telling you, the devil hates you. And there are spirits assigned to your marriage. there were things going on in the supernatural. And if you're not aware, if you're not sober, if you don't understand how to work and recognize what's going on in the supernatural, you're going to be defeated, because you cannot fight and defeat a foe that you don't know is even there. You cannot win with an enemy that you don't even recognize you have. He's going to beat your brains out. Okay? So, whereas a lot of the stuff is practical, much of the stuff is spiritual. And, of course, spiritual influences influence the natural. And just stay tuned. Stay with us. Those of all that go to the church and listen online, we're going to have messages that are going to come real soon to kind of really explain that and deal with that, teaching on that. But anyway, what I read this morning, look at Zechariah chapter 5. It said, verse 5, it said, then an angel who was with me came forth and said, look and see what's coming. Okay? So it's a supernatural experience Zechariah is having. And if you wanted to coin it on, as a spiritual gift, he's dealing with the words of knowledge. He said, what is it? And he replied, it is a basket for measuring grain, and it is filled with the sins of everyone throughout the land. Let me stop here and say this. The sins in a land affect people. Once again, the zeitgeist. The sin, cooperative sins in a place affect other people in that place. Let me say that again. When people are cooperating with sin in a particular place or region, it can be in a home, in a church, it can be in a city, it can be in a nation. Those sins affect the land, the whole land. We see this in Sodom and Gomorrah. We see this when God destroys the world first by water. It was the sins of the land. We see this over and over and over. It was the sin of the political leader, Pharaoh, that affected everybody in the land. Because of his sin, everybody in Egypt's firstborn was killed who wasn't covered by the blood. Their house wasn't covered by the blood. So, you know, you got to know that. You got to know that. When you're dealing with a nationality or race of people, many times those sins can affect a whole group of people on the land. And you just got to know that. Now, because we are saved, because we're under the blood of Jesus, those things don't have a right to affect us. They don't have a right to affect us. But if we don't know what's going on, then many times, and I will use this term, we are responding to spiritual influence and we don't even know it. Okay? So he said that the sins of the land was in this basket. All right? Then a heavy lid cover was lifted off the basket, and there was a woman sitting in it. The angel said, "This the woman's name is Wickedness." And he pushed her back into the basket and closed the basket with a heavy lid. Then I looked up and saw two women flying toward us, gliding on the wind, and they had wings of a stork. And they picked up the basket and flew into the sky. It's in the air. I was preaching, I said, tell somebody it's in the air. It's in the air. It really is. The Bible calls the devil the prince of the power of the air. As I've taught this many years, I added one word, waves. The prince of the power of the airwaves. What is being released in our land in the form of movies, in the form of entertainment, is so vile. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, it's so vile. and it is affecting the land. It's affecting the land. All right? It's in the air. Whenever you go to a movie, they talk about the new movie releases, the releases, the releases. And the Lord showed me years ago, he said, when movies are released, spirits are released. And it's just, oh, my gosh, that's so true. I can go through a list of movies just over the years that release certain things in the land. Release certain things in the land. The movie The Color Purple in the black community released the spirit of feminism and lesbianism in the black community. It went to an all-time high right after that movie was released. Boys in the Hood and Colors released gang violence just like Compton and L.A. all over the United States. The release of a movie. There are things that are coming out now. You know, this new movie, Meet the Millers. The whole movie is about a dysfunctional family that ain't really a family. This guy's a drug dealer and trying to smuggle drugs over the border. But I mean, every point in the movie is some wickedness and dysfunction. I mean, I can't even talk about all of the stuff that's in this movie. You go online, you can look up. And they'll show you on these Christian websites everything that's vile that's coming out on these movies. You know, and this guy's supposed to have a wife. The woman, Jennifer Aniston, who's a stripper, she's supposed to be his wife. And then he's got this other dorky dude from his apartment building that's supposed to, he's a virgin in the movie. And then he's got this other girl, she's a homeless runaway who's a slut. And that's supposed to be his daughter. They dress him up so they can go over the border and come back. Well, in this movie, man, I mean, it is crazy. It is crazy. In this movie, of course, you know, Hollywood always does this. They depict a scenario that should be real, but everybody, the viewers know it's not real, but they pretend it. Just like Three's Company. The guy wasn't gay, but he was pretending to be gay. And that was the beginning of the gay movement in television entertainment in this country. Well, we can watch it because he really ain't gay. He's just pretending to be gay to stay with them girls, so, you know, the whole thing. And it got everybody laughing. Same thing as this movie. Well, they really wasn't his family, but they was depicting his family. So then it's, at one point, the virgin boy, he don't know how to kiss a girl. So then the woman is playing his mama, is French kissing him in the movie, Jennifer Aniston, and then the girl is playing his sister, is French kissing him on the other side, so he's French kissing Jennifer Aniston, and then she says, well, show your sister what you just learned. He turns back to the other side, and he French kisses the girl that's playing his sister, and so somebody walks in on that, and of course, they're supposed to be family, so the stranger on the outside is looking, said, that's supposed to be his mom and his sister, and so it's incest. This stuff is being released in the land. And I'm telling you now, and I've told my wife, I've said this for you, the next great movement in this country, homosexuality is here to stay, they won. The next movement is incest. I'm telling you. Mark my words. And it's just, it's wickedness. So as a parent, I'm just going to give you some little insight. So as a parent, because we know that spirit is in the air. We sit down with our kids, our oldest, our girl, our guy, and say, look, this or y'all going to have to handle yourself in this house. And I told them very specific. I said, because there's a spirit in the air. You don't walk around like some dumb people who don't know what's going on. And when there's something in the air that the devil is trying to bring into a nation, you have got to fight against it. You have got to prepare yourself against it. You got to prepare your homes, your wife, your husband against this stuff. You got to firm up against it. Because if you don't fight for it, you're going to fall for it. So there's wickedness in the air, these storks. And they flew around. They said, where are they taking the basket? Well, to the land of Babylon, and this is, Babylon is, you know, is the most wicked land ever, okay? So go over to 2 Timothy. Why is my spouse tripping? Why is my husband tripping? Why is my wife tripping? Well, I'm getting ready to show you what the possibilities are. Many times, it's because there are demonic influences in the air. And we're going to talk specifically about what's in the air right now. All right. If you look at 1 Timothy 4, and then we're going to go to 2 Timothy 3. 1 Timothy 4. Now, the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow. Let me tell you what's in the air. In the last times, we in the last times. What's going to be in the air, Lord, in the last times? Some are going to turn from the true faith, number one. All kind of alternatives to what I'm preaching, all kinds of alternatives to what we're teaching. If you want to find somebody that make you feel a little better about what they're saying about God than I do, it's a million folks online. It's a thousand folks in this city. You can find them. You can find a better, easier message that's going to suit exactly what you want. That's a promise. They will turn away from true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. So ultimately, these teachings come from the demonic. You got to be very careful who you're listening to, what books you are reading, what churches and conferences you're going to, because there's a demonic teaching that will suit any person. I'm not playing. Man, my wife, they were telling me, you know, and I remember years ago on an interview, when I was with ES Ministries, we talked about just jokingly. And one day, they're going to have strippers for Jesus. So my wife, the other day, we were talking. She said, oh, yeah, they got those. I said, Jenny, you're lying. Yes, they've got pole dancing ministries, pole dance classes in churches. I said, Gina, come on. She started pulling it up on the internet. I said, my God. I said, how stupid. Like, how do you even justify that? Well, they will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Now, y'all, you know it's demonic to have a pole stripping dance ministry in your church. So then while we was talking, my older son comes in. He said, Dad, there ain't nothing. They got twerking for Jesus. I said, they ain't got no twerking for Jesus. Jenny was right there with an iPad, whatever. She looked it up. She said, yeah, they do. It's right here. Twerking for Jesus. Twerking. You thought you seen it all, and you ain't seen it all. You ain't seen it all. I'm almost sure there's got to be transvestites for Jesus, prostitutes for Jesus. I mean, it's all out there. Said they were to follow deceptive spirits and teachers that come from demons. These people are hypocrites and liars, and their consciences are dead. Now let me tell you something. Here's a litmus test for you. Can you do wickedness and feel no guilt, no pain? You have no remorse. You're not repentant. You're not sorry. Man, you in trouble. That's self-check right there. That's why I'm tripping. Why am I tripping? Am I remorseful? You might have fallen under the influence of a demonic spirit. Bible says their consciences are going to be dead. And listen to what the first thing those demonic spirits are going to say. Verse 3, they will say it is wrong to be married. Good God Almighty. He says the first thing they're going to attack. Man, you got to understand, people, if you can destroy marriages, you can destroy a nation, you can destroy a civilization, you can destroy a church. If you can destroy marriages and families, and we just put it up on our Wayne Day main site and everything. Some of you guys probably got it in your email yesterday. Our little blog about all the stuff specifically that's going on. And those of y'all who are Hispanic America, white America on the line, don't despair. You know, we coming down your street. But specifically right now in the nation, you know, the whole Trayvon Martin, okay? So, man, you know, and I don't know if Bill O'Reilly's a Christian. I don't think he is. He might be a racist. The dude told the truth on this. He said the problem in the black and ain't none of this other stuff. He said it is the disintegration. Now, how many of y'all have heard me say that? That same term. It is the disintegration of the black family. It is the disintegration. We did a conference forbidding to marry. That is the spirit of our time. The spirit of our time. And you better know it. And you better know it's coming to your house. And that spirit's going to say, it's wrong to be married. It's wrong for you to be married. You married the wrong person. Get out of it. Go free yourself. Go do something else. That is a demonic spirit sent from hell to destroy your home and to destroy your destiny. Now, you can give in to it if you want to. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Go to 2 Corinthians 3. 2 Timothy 3. And we're going to talk about the spirit, the zeitgeist in the land. Yes, a whole bunch of stuff that have been done wrong and all this stuff. You know, black folk go back with slavery. Okay, slavery is not the spirit of the time right now, though. Yes, it happened. Yes, there's residual effects from it. But that is not what's actively going on right now. So we cannot go back and solve slavery, but we can solve what's going on right now. The spirit of the time. 2 Timothy 3. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days will be very difficult time. Very difficult for couples. Very difficult for marriages. Okay? But why? Why will it be so difficult, Pastor Randy? For marriages and couples and people who love the Lord, who say they love each other, who walk by the house and say they're vows. Why is it going to be so difficult? Look at verse 2. For people will love only themselves. What Sister Jackie talked about last week. Are you loving your spouse? Or are you loving yourself? It's very simple, cut and dry. When I meet with couples and all they talking about, the person's all they talking about is me, and they didn't do this for me, and I just think I have a right, and blah, 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 blah. It's clear cut who they loving. They loving themselves. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful, proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to parents, ungrateful. You want to know where demons are operating? It's operating in people that are ungrateful. Ungrateful. Children, ungrateful. An underclass, getting food stamps, everything. The people that's getting food stamps, they get all these services, they getting unemployment, the whole nine. You think they'd be some of the most grateful people? You go, they're some of the most ungrateful people. They want more. They're not giving us enough. They didn't give me enough food stamps this month. My unemployment is going to cut off in 2 months. Well, get your butt up and go get a job. line, you got a spouse on this line with you this morning, you ought to be grateful. Grateful. Listen to this. Yeah, I'm wound up because I hate the devil. Listen to this. They will consider, oh, my God, nothing sacred. Your marriage vows, they weren't sacred? Your marriage is not sacred? Anybody can come tell you some myths about your spouse, what you need to do? Ain't nothing sacred? You telling all your home business to folk who don't even care about you? Who ain't married? Who ain't saved? Who not spiritual? Ain't nothing sacred. They will be unloving, unforgiving. They will slander others. Have no self-control. Have no self-control. I see her. She's turning me on. Oh, I want her. I see him. I want him. I can't control it. I can't control my feelings. I can't control. Man, shut up. That's a lie. You're under the bondage of a demonic spirit. That's why you can't control yourself. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray. Oh, my gosh. Is this not the spirit of the times? If this wasn't going on, Jazz Judy wouldn't even have a show. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasures rather than God. Ooh, look at verse 5. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Good God Almighty. Stay away from people like that. That's what the Bible says. Now, the spirit of the times. Women, y'all might not even talk to me after this one, but this is the Bible. Verse 9, 6. They are the kind that work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of vulnerable women. How could the devil win his way into Christian homes? How could he win his way? What's the easiest way to do it? He got men outside trying to break in and come in homes? No. You know how he breaks in the homes? You know how he creeps in the homes? It's in the air. How many cable channels you got on your TV? And two of them Christian? Yeah. 500 channels and two of them Christian? So 498 ways to creep into your home. Reality TV shows. He creeps into the homes of vulnerable women. Facebook creeps into the home. Music creeps into the home. What Dr. I said, what Oprah said, what this guru said, what I was watching The View, and what they said, creeps into the home of vulnerable women who are burdened with guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. Such women are forever following new teachings but never able to understand the truth. These teachers oppose the truth, such as Jannes and Jambres oppose Moses. They have depraved minds and a counterfeit faith, but they won't get away with this for long. Someday, everyone will recognize what fools they are, just as with Jannes and Jambres. Now, people, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. There is a spirit in the land, the zeitgeist. What's going on right now? Well, I've been in ministry for years. There was a time in the 70s when evangelism was big. People was going door to door. I was part of that movement. Evangelism explosion, all of that. People was handing out tracts. You could go almost anywhere and find a gospel tract, find a chick tract, something like that. Well, that time is gone. People aren't going to the streets evangelizing anymore. That is not the spirit of the time as far as the church goes. That time is gone. Now, you know, we're in another time zone, all right? So what time zone are we in as far as marriage? Well, let me tell you. Me and my wife, she's on the line. In the last 3 to 5 years. I mean, even more recent than, I'd say in the last 2 years. The counseling that we've been doing with women and men and couples have to do primarily at this point with the woman. The spirit of the time is that wives are going crazy. Wives, you know, girls going wild, wives going wild. Wives going wild. You know, you can look at the television landscape. You know, it ain't the real husbands of Atlanta, it's the real wives. Okay, wives are out of control. A lot of these shows and stuff, I'm telling you, it does nothing but creep into these homes and preach another doctrine. Don't think preaching doctrines only come from the church. Everybody is preaching a doctrine. You watch The View, Whoopi Goldberg has a doctrine. Her doctrine is legalize marijuana. Don't say nothing about gays and lesbians. If it's black, it's right. If it's white, it's wrong. And all that. I mean, that's a doctrine. You just watch it. Okay? So, everybody has a doctrine. And I'm telling you, my wife's on the line. She would tell you, the couples, over and over and over in the last 2 years, there has been a shift. Now, 5, 6 years before, every time we met with a couple, it was the husband. It was the husband. The husband was cheating. The husband was doing this and that. In the last 2, 3 years, it's been the wife. Now the wife is cheating. Now the wife is doing this and that. Now the wife is mad. I'm telling you over and over and over, that's the spirit in the land. It's like it's come back with a vengeance. 3 years ago, the most popular movie was Obsession, or Obsessed, or whatever, with Beyonce. It was the man that was at fault. Now, the zeitgeist of the time, Temptation, it's the woman. I said, God, what is this? What has happened? He said, the warfare against men has been successful. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, the only men that's married now are the men that have endured the warfare. That's what's left. It's a remnant. I said, well, what are you talking about? Okay. He said, look at the black community. 73% of our children are born in a single-parent home, which has to do mostly with the mother. 70% of black women are single. So that means the devil has been pretty successful at conquering 70% of the black men. I said, yeah. He said, so the ones that's left are the ones that weren't conquered and can't be conquered. They're the ones that stood the rain, stood the test, and they're still standing. I said, okay. He said, all of them ain't right. You know, I mean, that 30%, you got unsaved, you got Muslims, you got people in jail, you got people beating their wives and stuff like that. But he said, for the most part, the Christian men that are still in their marriages, because it's too easy not to be married. They could leave their wife. Ain't nobody going to say nothing. I mean, you know, everybody's done it. Everybody's doing it. That's the spirit of the time. They would be welcome. They would be in good company. They would be the majority. So now you've got a minority, a remnant of Christian men that are staying in their home. Okay. So he said the next and the last frontier is the women. I said, well, God, I never thought about that. Yeah. Yeah, that's the next group of adulteresses and cheaters and all that. It's going to be the women. I said, God, I never seen this. He said, well, because the devil has pretty much left the fight against the men because he's won. And he said, even some of the men that's there, They just there. They really weak. And I stand up guys, you know. They just kind of, some of them guys just kind of going along with the flow. He's like, so the last frontier is the women. I say, God, I never thought about that. Women on this line. If you got a husband that come on this call with you, if you got a husband that's going to church loving God, if you got a man right now, especially a black woman, if you got a man right now, I'm telling you, that you know beyond a shadow that he ain't cheating on you, he loving you, he's going to work, coming home, and praying with you, praying for you, on a, man, I'm telling you right now, you got the creme de la creme. You got the top of the line. And I'm not saying this to boost me, and I'm just telling you what the Lord told me. Because all you got to do is look around, talk to your little girlfriends, the people on your job, see if they got a man like your man. That's your homework, women. Find another woman that got a man like your man. And I ain't talking about them kingdom church, because there's a bunch of them now that we growing. But outside your church, find another woman. In your family, find another woman anywhere that got a man like your man. And you tell me, come back and report how many women you find, how many of your friends, how many of your ex-sorors, how many of your ex-classmates and your neighbors and all that. You tell me. Come back next week and tell me how many of them got a man like that. I can tell you now, you ain't going to find me. And your age group, you ain't going to find none. You're going to have to look up probably a generation above you, older than you or something. So that's where we are. So the spirit of the time is the devil is attacking women. And when I saw that whole thing with temptation, all that, I was like, oh, the devil is so dirty. Because I know the state of our women. They're weak already. Just like that movie when Stella got her groove back. Man, I know women that lived that movie out, man. That's how weak we are. They put on TV, we do it. What's the dude, Gina, what's the dude, designer purse? I think you got on your phone the cake you made. MK, what's that? You know what I'm talking about? I forget what it is. But, you know, huh? Michael Kors. Okay, 5 years ago, I don't nobody know who Michael Kors is. You put it on TV. Oprah said, somebody else said, here are all your women going out buying Michael Kors. It's Michael Kors, Michael Kors, Michael. That's how weak our society is. That's how weak our society is. I thought some jeans and called it the P1s, and the right people wear it, and you put, they put up on Good Morning America, and it's, they put it up on something else, and they put it on this. Y'all don't go out and buy the P1 jeans. My jeans. They're $1,000 a piece. I got some P-Rhymes. That's how weak we are. Totally influenced by media. Women on this line, I'm telling you, listen to me right now. Listen to me right now. You're going to have to fortify your mind against this world right now. You're going to have to get strong in your mind. Because the Bible already told us what he's going to do in the last day. He's going to creep in the homes. Homes that's already intact. That's what he said. Homes. He was talking about families when he said that. A place with a husband and a wife. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to creep in the homes and win the confidence of vulnerable women. What's the... I'm telling you, when it starts shifting, Rose, the number one a Night Town sitcom 5 years ago? Desperate Housewives. Yeah, I can show you this over and over. I'm telling you the truth. Now, you can get mad at it if you want to, but that's what's going on. That's what's going on. And women on the line, if you want your house, you want to save your marriage, you want your home, I'm telling you right now, you better unplug, you better stop listening to every voice coming your way. Get in the word and get solid. Get solid in the word. What's wrong with Pastor? I'm telling you, God woke me up. He told me to say this morning. Get solid in the word. Because I'm telling you, I don't know a woman that's not under demonic attack and that's married, a Christian woman. And it's an onslaught. I pray for my wife constantly. But over the years, she's developed habits and discipline that keeps her tight. One reason you're tripping, I'm telling you now, is because of these spirits that's in the air. They're in the air.
Conference muted.
This is not, of course, give men a pass at all. Anybody dealing with men, they know I'm hard on them. But I'm telling you, the men that's still in their marriage now over a year or two, man, I'm black men especially, man, they there because they want to be. They there because they love their wife. You know, they got problems. We got problems. I got problems. But I'm telling you, the war against men is over because it's been won already. All them little weak bisexual men that was going to leave their wife for another man, we done been through that. The download revelation, the download epidemic, yeah, we done went through it. They all gone and out there doing their thing. Every easy way out that was presented to men has already been presented. And everybody that wanted the easy way out, they already gone. And I'm not. This is not Rondy Long. This is the Lord saying it. So you can take it or leave it. The women, the new frontier for the enemy is you. You better wrap yourself tight in the word. Jen, I want you to get ready to come on. I want you to speak to things that you have to do to stay strong, and kind of talk to them even about what we just got to talking about. And me and my wife didn't even talk about what we was going to talk about this morning, so she had no clue. She's just hearing this for the first time. But to back up what I'm saying, kind of let's use these last 5 minutes and let you talk about, speak to that issue of what we're talking about. Go ahead.
One of the things that's the most important, it came up in my spirit when we were at Alondra's Bible study. And as I was working on the lesson for the lies that women believe, I kept trying to figure out how to incorporate this in this first section that we're going to be talking about. And it is, you got to unplug yourself from the world. You got to remove yourself from under the influence of the world. That is the number one thing that you're going to have to make up your mind to do. That is the number one thing that I had to make up my mind that I had to do, that I was not going to allow myself to be influenced by the opinions of the world, that I was going to wash my mind with the word of God and let God be true and every man be a liar. Everything that I hear on TV, every article that I read on the internet, every piece of information that makes it to my ear gate, I hold it up against the word of God. And if it does not align with God's word, I denounce it and I put God's word on the throne of my mind and the throne of my heart. You have got to do that. All of this mess they're doing on the internet, all of this Facebook, all of this, you have got to, denounce and dethrone that. If you don't, you will not make it. You will not make it, because what it's done is it's replaced God in our lives. I remember, now I don't have a Facebook account, but a year or two ago, Sister Alondria, one that she uses to keep in contact with people and that she uses for her business, okay? So occasionally I would get on. That was a particular period where I was hearing rumors about my class reunion. So I said, I'm going to go on here and see who's still in touch and blah, 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 blah. And my husband, he was telling me all the time, we're not going to get caught up in that. That's a scheme, and that's a trick of the enemy. And the thing that he's been preaching about the most is redeeming your time. If the devil can steal your time, he'll steal your life. And so that's the thing he kept saying about the Facebook accounts and stuff. So anyway, she let me get on hers. And before I knew it, 6 hours had gone by. The kids were going to school. There were things that I had already set for my day to be productive. And so I'm just going to get on here for 20 minutes. I think I had gone walking or something. I had done my exercise, and I said, well, I'm going to rest a little bit, take 20, 30 minutes and do this. But before, on Facebook, you can go from page to page to page to person. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I graduated this person. Hey, this person knows this person. I went to church with this person, and this person knows this person. Oh, that's my cousin. They know this person and that person and reading all this stuff. I had lost 6 hours of my time that I had not intended to lose when I sat down with that Facebook thing. And that day I said, oh, this is what my husband has been talking about. This thing is a time waster, and you can get caught up in it. So I said, I didn't go on Facebook anymore. And I felt afterwards, I felt bamboozled. I was like, dang, I didn't even mean to do this. So that reinforced what I knew already. I had already began to stop watching. I had unplugged from all the talk shows and the Oprahs and all of that, because I can clearly see the demonic influence over that and in their speech and their ideologies and how they think about things. But that was something that was new to me. And so I said, okay. So that even enforced it even more. You cannot be locked into the world. The devil, as we get closer to the end of the age, the end of time, there are stronger, more and stronger spirits that are going to be released in the air. And if you don't have full control of your life, you're going to get sucked in by it. If you are not strong, so I unplug myself from the world. That's the first thing. And I denounce the world. I am not going to receive anything from the world that doesn't line up with God. The second thing is, it is my personal goal that every morning when I get up, I begin my day with God. I begin my day with communion and prayer with the Lord so that God can order my steps for my day, so that God's word will have authority over my day, so God's word in principle and in deed will be first in my life for that day. It's a daily walk. You walk it out day by day by day. And that's another thing. Those are the two main things. And, sometimes things come up, people are doing. And the other thing is, if one of the things that Pastor he preaches about, the Bible talks about the path to God, the narrow and the wide path. You know, and the Bible warns you, the wide path, don't follow that. If something comes up and you see the whole world, people that are supposedly Christians and non-Christians, they running after that, you need to run the other direction because it's not a guide. The Bible says that the world, Satan, is at enmity with God. The world hates God. So if you see the world going in one direction, that means that ultimately it opposes God. And I don't care how big or how small it looks. I don't care how big or how small. The scripture says that it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's the little bitty things that we get tripped up on. And that's the stuff that the devil will start with. He will begin with little bitty things, things that don't look like nothing. The Bible says that we have to be, as Christians, we have to be as wise as serpents, but as harmless as doves. You have to be wise. You have to be on guard. You have to be cautious. You need to look at everything in this world with your good eye. You always have to have your eye on the world and what they're doing. And if you do those things, if you commit to those things that I've said already, and there are other things that you'll do, and there are things that as you do those things, God will give you wisdom according to your own personal life. Our walks with God, they're personal, and there are things that God will speak to you personally, things that you have to do. There are things in my life that I have to do to stay in tune with God. Our walks with God are personalized. God personalizes our walk with him. And every little thing is not going to be the same for me as it is for you. But there are some things that are basic. And the things that I just said, those are basic things. And if you do that, God will personalize your life. And you will walk in victory. You will have the victory. And that's the whole point. We need to have victory over what the devil is doing. And we cannot do it if we're still in love with the world, if we're still in love with the things of Satan. We won't have victory. We won't make it. We won't be successful. So you have to make up your mind to do that and then do it.
That's right. That's right. That's good. That's good. Any comments, questions? Comments or questions? Let's go. Any comments or questions?
Hey, Pastor?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what do you recommend the husband to do at during this time? I mean, other than pray, like some practical stuff that you can suggest for the husband to do at this time.
Pray for your wives. Pray for your wives. Secondly, develop your own spiritual walk. Because, see, here's the thing, too, husbands. The one thing that God said was, he said that many of the husbands that remain are weak. Okay? So husband means house band, a band around the house. So you become the protection for your wife. Now, we know that if some guy comes in with a gun, that you're going to be the guy that protects her, right? Everybody understands that. Or somebody trying to intrude in your house. I hope you ain't pushing your wife up out the bed to go see who outside, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. I hope that I hope we ain't got no men like that on the line. All right, you understand that. Well, in the spiritual realm, you bring protection to your wife. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a thin line between protection and controlling and all that kind of stuff. I had to learn it early on as well. But, you know, for instance, that whole Facebook thing, you know, I knew it wouldn't be good for her. I knew it wouldn't be good for me. But she got ready to get one day, or she got one day, And I just told her. I told her what the word said. I told her what I believed for our house. It would not be the right thing. But I left it to her. I said, listen. I said, you're a grown woman. So you can do what you want to do with it. But I'm telling you, this is what I believe the Lord said. And I, when I say things like that, I say I believe God's just trying to protect you, protect us. And she was good with that. So she either she was getting ready to do it, she didn't do it, or she did it and then just deleted it real quick or whatever. But you know, you and men, you gotta have some spiritual insight, man. This is what I'm saying. You gotta have the Holy Ghost. You got to have the Holy Ghost. And you got to be praying in tongues, and you got to be a worshiper. Because God will tell you in advance. He will tell you in advance what's getting ready to come to your house, what's going on with your wife, what if you got children, what's going on with your child, what's getting ready to happen. That's who he wants to talk to. Go back through the Bible and look at every home and see who God talks to. See who God talks to bring protection to his family. All the Catholics, they exalt Mary. And yes, Mary, thou art blessed above all women, all that. God said to the angel, okay, when she got married to Joseph and the king was coming, that he was getting ready to try to kill all the firstborn. He was looking for Jesus, for his son. That God came to Joseph. He didn't say nothing to Mary. He spoke to Joseph. He said, get the woman and the son, get them up and flee to another place. Told them to go to Egypt at the time, I believe. But so many men have abdicated their responsibility. Sit back. Let the woman do it. Let the woman lead. Let the woman tell us. No, man. That woman is vulnerable. She's weak. And women have done the best they could under dire straits circumstances. Without men that were spiritual, that were godly, that would hear from God, that would lead. And don't go tell myself, well, you're a preacher, you're a pastor. Joseph wasn't no pastor. Joseph wasn't no preacher. He was a husband. And God spoke to him. And see, that's why men got to stop sitting back. Let the women praise God and let the women lift their hands and let the women cry out and let the women speak in tongues and be honest with all that. That's the women. No, that's for you. They got to wear strong in it because the men won't do nothing. What do the men do? The men build their own personal walk with God. Tap into the supernatural so they can hear from God supernaturally. When something's getting ready to attack your way, God will show you supernaturally. He's done it to me a dozen times. And I come to her, I say, Gina, the Lord said this is getting ready to happen. And this is what you need to do. But she didn't always want to hear that. But I didn't want to say it. It was God. And 9 times out of 10, or 10 out of 10, however it went, I was right. We was able to... She was able to avoid stuff or get delivered from stuff or whatever. And women, you got to understand, if you're on the line, if your husband go to our church, that is what we're training them to do. That's the kind of men we're training them to be. And so you're going to be blessed above all women of the land because you're going to have a man that is tapped into God. They can hear the voice of God and steer your family in the direction that God wants it to go.
Randy, can I say what the counterpart of that is?
Yeah.
And you know, the Bible, that would be your husband sanctifying you and sanctifying his house, keeping it clean and keeping it free from evil. But the only way that that can work, the only way that that can be successful, it is if both people are doing their part. So if the man is sanctifying the home, if he's filled with the Spirit, if he's praying, if he's communing with God, if he's worshiping, the woman's response has to be obedience to that. And one of the tricks that the devil has lulled us into is that we've become very, very rebellious, and we will not submit to authority. If you have a problem, if you have a godly husband that's trying to lead your family in the right way, and you have a problem submitting to his authority, that is a demonic spirit of rebellion. And if you are not obeying your husband, if you are rebellious against your husband, that's indicative of your rebellious spirit against God. That means you ain't doing what God telling you to do either, because God is the one that has established the order. If you ain't doing what your husband is asking, you ain't doing what God say either. So you have to get yourself to a point where you can repent, ask for forgiveness for the spirit of rebellion, denounce it, and ask God to deliver you from that demonic spirit and stronghold in your life so that you can submit, so that your family can function and operate the way God created it to function. And I had to learn it myself.
Amen. And the Bible says that the sin of rebellion is as witchcraft, and the stubbornness is idolatry. So, you know, that's what's going on. That's the spirit in the land. Every pastor I talk to, that's the spirit in their land. I correspond with other pastors, you know. And that's how you can really learn, like, hey, this is what's going on everywhere. I'm talking about all over the country. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on with your marriage at your church? Man, the women are off the hook. That's all I hear. Women are off the hook. And God, I'm telling y'all, you know, and once again, the men have the hardest job. Y'all got to tap into God. So once again, like what we teach in our church about the Holy Spirit, man, you better have some supernatural operating in your life. And the more supernatural you have, and the more accurate you are, and you speak it, and you stand on it, and you resolute on it, and your wife see that thing come out, come to pass, she gonna have more respect for you too.
Amen.
Now what my wife say? Yeah, they need to obey, they need to submit. But when you done said God said and it didn't pan out, they don't trust it. So when you say God said and it panned out, this is what's getting ready to happen, and that's what happened, all right? Because you tapped into the supernatural yourself, man, they're going to be like, sure, everything this brother's telling me is working. The husbands, we are responsible to protect our houses. We are responsible. We are responsible. We are responsible. You got teenagers, you got boys, somebody in your house, they getting on porn and stuff. You are responsible to stop that. The husband, don't let it come to your house. You're responsible. And y'all, this ain't Al Qaeda. This ain't no Muslim teach, nothing like that. This ain't oppressing women. This liberating women. Because which woman on this line want a weak man? Please speak up. Please speak up. Which woman on this line want a man you can run over? Which woman on this line want a man that won't stand up and protect you? You want to be stronger than your man? Please speak up. Don't no woman want that. Well, if you don't want it, then stop acting like it. Listen to your husband. If he's following God, your husband talking about going to a strip club, he's not following God. You don't obey that. Your husband talking about, hey, we're going to pray and get in the word every day, every Monday at 6. You need to listen to that.
Man.
What if I don't want to go to Tuesday? You witch. That's witchcraft. I know this is strong. I know I have a lot of people this week. But, y'all, this is what God is saying. This is the spirit of the time. If you never heard me before, and y'all know, you know, sometimes we get on and we just, you know, we go through practical stuff because I don't have anything from the Lord. But just like that morning, I came on and talking about Willie Lynch to the men. That was God-inspired. This is God-inspired. And I'm telling y'all, there's no hope beyond submitting to God's word in this area. Just like my wife said, if you don't do it, you will not make it.
Man.
You will not. Because these spirits now, they're stronger than ever.
Man.
They're stronger than ever. And they are, as Bill O'Reilly, disintegrating homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what to disintegrate mean? That's like an explosion, and there's no record left of what was there before. If you have not gone to the blog and watched it, go, please go watch the video. It's going to make you mad, especially if you're black, got a white dude saying it. But I'm telling you, I haven't heard that much truth on Christian television. I mean, there ain't nothing he said was a lie. Our homes are being disintegrated. Anybody else? Comment or question?
Yeah, hey Pastor, I got a quick comment.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, Pastor, I see it at work. You know, a lot of men talking about nonsense, you know, talking about, you know, desiring other women and not desiring their wives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I see a lot of that foolishness, you know, and you know, and it's very prevalent. But I do try to be a salt and light out there, so.
Yes, sir. Keep on standing. Don't get yoked up with them guys, man. Don't get yoked up with them guys. You know, our associations, and I've said this so many times, if somebody's coming to your life, somebody is sending them. You see in those old gangster movies or mafia movies, you know, somebody come and they'll discover it and they put a knife to his neck or a gun to his head and they say, who sent you? Who sent you? Who sent you? I'm going to blow your brains out. You better tell me who sent you. And they start to, well, so sent me. Okay. When new people come, either God is sending them or the devil is sending them. Friends, associates, whatever. If God is sending them, the relationship is going to be one of two ways. Either they're stronger than you and they're being sent there to minister to you, to strengthen you, and to get you stronger in your walk of Christ. If God sent them, either they're stronger than you or they're weaker than you, or they're a sinner, and God has sent them there for you to share the gospel with them. If they're already Christian, for you to be a light and influence. If the devil sends them, the reason that they're there is to pull you back into the world. That's it. To be a false, bad influence. So just know it. Yeah, are we going to close this time out with prayer? I know it was strong. It'll be up online. You can go back and listen to it. But understand it's truth. It is true. It is true. Everything we said is true. We love you guys. We want to see your marriages make it. We want to see your homes make it.
Amen.
We want to see that happen. And the stuff y'all getting, we ain't charging nothing. This is free. This is free. But I'm telling you, get your head out the sand. Be sober. Be vigilant. Understanding the times that we're in. Don't receive everything you're watching and listening to. Everything somebody's saying, all the magazine, all that stuff, I'm telling you. Husbands, become the band around your house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once again, caveat, you're not that woman's daddy. Mm-hmm. She a grown woman. So you can't make her do nothing? Don't physically try to touch her or make her? No. Nobody doing that. You ain't got to do that if you walk in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You say what you got to say and be done with it. Let her deal with it. She choose to do it, then there's going to be consequences, and not from you. And she going to figure out real soon, hey, man, my husband hearing from God. You ain't controlling nobody, nothing like that. You speak the word. God use words, you use words. Jesus use words, you use words.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you got to do. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, right now. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the unction of your Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you. 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 Thank you for the anointing showing up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. This was an inspired word today. This came from the unction of your Holy Spirit today. And, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for setting our homes in order in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you for every man and woman on the line that have not given up on their home, that have not given up on their spouse, that have not given up on their marriage. And then to top it off, Lord, they were willing to call in to a marriage line to hear something that's going to better their marriage and better their home and strengthen them, God. Oh, God, this is the cream above the cream. These people are trying actively. The men and the women are trying actively to hear you and obey you and to strengthen their home. God, we thank you that you blessed them. You see their effort. But, Lord, beyond their effort, they've got to be doers of your word and not hearers only.
Yes.
And, Father, we pray that they would be strengthened from the inner man, God, to apply these principles and to walk them out in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing. Thank you for Lady Regina, Lord, and her being transparent and speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit this morning. This was not planned. This was we didn't even talk about it. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the power that's flowing out of her, God, and she's ministering to women and married women and helping. And even at our church, at the praise and worship and the women's class that she's going to lead this Wednesday night, Father, just pray that you fill it up to overflowing, God, with women, God, who want to know and want to learn what it is to be a godly woman.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you unplug all of us. You unplug all of us from the world. Oh, it's in the air, God. It's in the air. The wickedness is in the air. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord, right now in Jesus' name, that where sin does abound, grace does that much more abound.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus is more powerful than any other thing. And, Lord, we're covered. Our homes are covered. Our marriages are covered by the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, right now. Father, I speak on this line that anything that's covered up, anything that's hidden, every hidden work of darkness will be exposed in marriages right now, God, to the other spouse right now, in the name of Jesus, before it's too late, in Jesus' name. Right now, expose it, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Before it destroys them. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank the Lord right now. We love you right now. You're turning on the supernatural. You're turning it on for the husband. You're turning it on for the wife. In Jesus' name. Father, we love you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. On this week, I told you once a month we're going to give away something for you and your spouse to go and have a good time. So on next week, stay tuned. We're going to have a prize to give away. God bless you guys. We love you guys. We're praying for you guys. We're pulling for you guys. I thank God for the marriage line. I told Gina it's cut our marriage counseling down 90% because we're dealing with things in advance before they even become a problem. General maintenance. General checkup. This is what you got to do to keep it going. So, you know, if there's other extenuating things or things, and I see it's a number of you guys on the line right now, so if there's other things that you maybe need to talk about, whatever, you can contact us, email us, or text us, or whatever. But y'all, this covers it. The Word of God covers it. The Word of God covers it. We ain't got down your street yet. We coming down it real, real soon. So just stay tuned. God bless you. We love y'all. Have a great day. Kiss your wife. Kiss your husband. Love on them. Tell them you love them. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. God bless you guys.
Conference muted.